Welcome to breakfast, which consists of blueberries on top of raisins and cashew nuts on top of, I suppose you'd call it muesli. I think it's pieces of cereal anyway. In goes the milk. And we'd run out of frozen fruit. I often have unfrozen frozen fruit. Yeah, but anyway, there we are. I have to try to remember today. I have two envelopes to post. Oh, excuse me. Forgive me. My name is Paul, and I'm sitting to you here. I'm talking to you here from my kitchen in Ireland. And it's approximately 11 o'clock today. 11 o'clock. And I haven't yet woken up. I have woken up. But I haven't yet walked the dog. And, you know, any of you who are dog owners know firsthand how special is the bit of time that you devote every day to walking the brute, walking the wretch, walking the much-loved creature, who, for all I know, might sleep in the bed with you. That has been known to happen. My dog wouldn't be allowed to do that. There we are. So it's breakfast time. And I've had a cup of tea already. Actually, I've had a cup and a half of tea. But the first cup was allowed to be poured down the sink because I'd only drunk half of it by the time it got really cold. I have to prepare myself mentally today for a very important conversation. Yes, very important. All about diversity, equality and inclusion. Really, actually, it's about how have you celebrated the fact that you got people from all sorts of, not all sorts, from several different cultures and political groups in your organization. I mean, there are countries in the world that are at war with each other, and they're in the same area of the world. And imagine if you had to lead an organization which was operating in a kind of war zone, certainly in a zone where historically there hadn't been good relationships. Oh yes, where there might be huge competition for resources, where there might be uneven distribution of wealth, class, ethnic origin, gender, I guess, the whole lot. I've got to talk with somebody about this and interview them and essentially record a podcast episode that may well be part of a book, may well lead to a conference. I better say no more about it in case it all falls apart.